cliffcentral.com.
All right, let's get into some tattoos, shall we? Bring these gentlemen in, Lucas. Let me meet these guys. See who we got here. How's it, guys? Grab a seat. Hey, man. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So you are Louis.
That's me.
Hey, Louis. How are you, man?
Good, and you?
Good. Let's get this going. This is very exciting. Hey, are you Marcel?
Yes.
Hey, Marcel. Good. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
So tell me about True Blue Tattoos. When did you guys open? How long have you been in business?
We opened the shop about 4 years ago.
Wow. So you got a lot of cred already.
Yeah.
4 years
I'd like
is a long
to think
time.
So.
It's a long time to run your own business. Hell.
Yeah. I haven't broken it yet. So long thing. Something.
All right. So you're in the east of Pretoria.
That's right.
And a lot of people, like Ben said earlier, that he doesn't really understand the whole tattoo culture, but it's become almost mainstream, I would say. A lot of people, I've seen these girls at the gym, for example, who look they look like real little mommy's girls. They're good girls. They never set a foot wrong, but they got these sexy as hell tattoos in very, very strange places. I think it's become very mainstream. I don't think tattoos are a thing anymore in terms of being a culture on its own. Do you agree?
Look, I think what's happened, lately with this whole fitness trend and, looking pretty trend, along with that has come the tattoo. So people, tend to get it a lot for, not as much for the artistic part of tattoos. You know what I mean?
Well, I think some people do, but a lot of people are just doing it because
they're just doing it because that's the trend at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Every now and then we do get the gem who, really appreciates the art and the culture of tattooing. And, that's when our good works are.
One of my friends showed me a picture the other day of somebody who had a tattoo, just the most magnificent tattoo. It looked three-dimensional almost, of a face. And it was someone famous. I can't remember whose face it was. Mm-hmm. It was magnificent. It was really, really magnificent. Like that, if that was drawn in pencil on a canvas, it would sell for millions. It was so beautifully done. And to do that on skin and to do that with that needle is just extraordinary. I mean, that's a talent like
absolutely.
Very few people have, right?
Absolutely. Look, to do what these guys can do is absolutely, one of the best art form that I've ever seen. I don't know what it is about the actual tattoo. I've asked this question many a time. Is it, is it the picture alone? Would that picture be as cool if it was on a piece of paper?
No, probably not, because it's on a living
exactly,
person and
exactly,
it's there forever.
That's what makes it.
What I love, I'll tell you what I love about tattoos is it gives me a good excuse to look at people. I mean, like you can't look at someone. You they would think you're creepy if you're staring at them. But if you look at them and they've got a really, really interesting tattoo, it gives you something to talk about, first of all, and it gives you the excuse to be able to look.
Absolutely. We get a lot of touching too, where someone would like grab your ass, your arm, while you're standing in the queue in the bank, and they'd like lift your arm up above your head looking at all your tattoos.
No,
so it's crossing
the line
right? A little bit.
Because you're not an object to be observed.
Yeah. Or we can be observed, I guess. I mean, you're not going to get a bunch of tattoos and cover your body full of tattoos and then be offended when people look at you. I mean,
right.
Come on, that's stupid.
All right, Louis, I want to talk to you in a moment about True Blue, but let me just ask Marcel, because you look like you got a lot of tattoos. You got the neck ones. And,
yeah.
And a lot of guys I've noticed that are in corporate jobs, they want to be able to do the corporate job and look like they're just, you're a run-of-the-mill dude. But then under the long sleeves, for example, they've got some serious tattoos going on. When you do a neck tattoo like that, that's...
That's a big commitment.
You can't hide that. That's going to be there forever, and everyone's going to see it. And people do make judgment calls on these things.
Oh, yes, for sure. Especially on the face, the neck. But, some of our biggest clients are these guys with the corporate, in the corporate industries, You'll never think they have tattoos, but once that shirt comes off, it's covered. Where we come back again to how acceptable and how big of a trend it has become. So.
What do you make of these people who say that it's an addictive thing? Like you get addicted to getting tattoos.
I wouldn't
say. Believe it?
Yeah, look, there's nothing. You can get addicted to anything, man. You can get addicted to walking or skydiving or whatever it is. I guess it's the feeling. I wouldn't say the feeling. I mean, let's not kid each other. It hurts. Like, oh, it's never fun to get. And I don't believe anybody who says it's fun to get. It's nice to have them, but it's not fun to get. So I think just the idea of what it looks like on you, I think you can get addicted to that.
Tell me, when you get a tattoo done, are there certain parts of the body that are much more painful to get a tattoo on than others?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, place obviously like, you know, the neck. Anywhere where there's a lot of nerves very close to the surface area of the skin. So, you know, on the chest and sternum, you know, but now behind the knees.
Hands?
Hands pretty much. You've got a lot of nerves in your hands, obviously. Yeah. Just to get back at what you talked about with the tattoos on the neck and the face and things like that, we've seen a lot of that coming up lately. A lot of kids getting their very first tattoos on their hands and on their necks, things like that. You know, we're from an older generation of tattoo artists where doing something like that is kind of like a rite of passage. You know, you've got to be working in this industry, you've got to earn it. But I've seen a lot of the hipster kids coming in and getting the very first tattoo ever, getting this big thing in their neck or something like that. Is quite strange.
You're saying that it used to be that you would have to graduate to having those kind of tattoos.
Yeah,
at least two full sleeves.
Where do most people go for their first tattoo?
If it's a girl, it would be, you know, the under boob tattoo. It's the new
under boob, huh?
Yeah, you know the.
So if they're wearing a bikini,
slutty Bible verse, you know,
a slutty Bible verse.
Yeah, you know they do this, man. They want an excuse to get a tattoo, so they'll get the Bible verse, but they'll get it so that it looks hot in the bikini.
So they can go home to their mom and dad and say, "Yeah, no, I got a Bible verse."
Exactly.
Dit maak ek dan aanvaar.
Yeah, it'd like more op Instagram, Tony. But yeah, the slutty Bible verse.
So I'm fascinated by the whole graduation, you say, to eventually getting neck and hand tattoos. Because really what you want to do, I suppose, and you must correct me where I'm wrong here, is you want to first start doing other parts of the body, and then eventually when there isn't space, you get to the hands and the neck.
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
That's how most guys go.
And you know, like Marcel mentioned just now, the stigma is a lot less than it used to be. But there is still that stigma. And, I mean, some guy's not going to be a dick because he doesn't want to give you a job because you got a tattoo in your neck. You got a tattoo in the neck, dude.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, no, true. Of course. But these days, I don't think that that's as big a deal. You know, obviously, back in like the 70s and 80s, I suppose, the only people who had tattoos were prisoners and the tattoo artists themselves. So then it was a reason not to hire someone.
Yeah.
But that's gone away. There are plenty of corporate executives, people who are
Absolutely.
Making important decisions in society.
For sure. These
people are getting tattoos because that's what they want. It's part of how they want to be seen. It's
Absolutely.
Part of their image.
No, definitely. I think, though, I might be contradicting myself working in this industry for such a long time, but I would prefer it if my brain surgeon didn't have a big spider tattooed on his neck.
Probably the brain surgeon, but I wouldn't have a problem if it was
your lawyer or something.
Or my auditor. Yeah, if you want to do that, that's fine. As long
Absolutely.
As you do your job properly. I certainly don't judge people. I know some very, very smart people who do have tattoos. I know some very, very smart people who don't. So it really doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
The content of your character, your mind, isn't about how you want to be. And if you think about it, I'd be far more worried about a hipster than I would be about someone with a tattoo. Someone who has a beard and a man bun and carries a typewriter around is not going to operate on my brain.
No, I agree.
I'd rather have the guy with the tattoo, frankly. So what does it cost to get these things done, though? I mean, is it very expensive? I've never had a tattoo.
Well, I guess initially it is expensive. If you think about it as something that you obtain and it lasts you throughout your entire life, I guess it's not that expensive. You know, it's something that will last forever and ever. You know, it's not like a pair of shoes that's going to last you a month that you paid $2,000 for. So in that sense of the words, it's not that expensive. Initially, though, you know, prices, you know, range from the, you know, 800s as a starting price, and, you know, and then tattoo studios like us charge per hour for our work.
And how long does it usually take if you're going to do something very intricate? Let's imagine you're doing something that's quite artistic and involved. It's not just some slutty Bible verse. Then does that, can that take up to like 3-4 hours?
Yeah, no. Like, we usually do big clients per day, like one client per day, which is quite a bigger piece, mm-hmm. and we'll sit 5 to 6 hours a day. We don't really sit longer than that on a single person.
No, well, you get tired, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they get tired.
Exactly. Especially it puts a lot of strain on the body. You don't want to lay there and get punished for more than 6 hours.
Ever had any women say that they want you to tattoo their genital areas?
Oh, yes, for sure. Yeah. Oh.
So you get to see a lot of vagina.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, we get asked that question a lot. Like, what's the weirdest place you've ever been tattooed?
Yeah. Just as good as it
you
gets.
You want me to say vagina.
Okay,
well.
Hang on. So they do the tattoos. Do they do them above the vagina?
Yeah. Yeah, it differs. I mean,
in, on, around.
Yeah,
really?
All over the place. And just as good as it gets, gets as bad as well.
Ever done an ass tattoo? We were talking about bleaching an
got
asshole
in pretty early. Close.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
And not a very pleasant experience.
No, hell no. Nah. I'm sure.
It's very uncomfortable. But hey, we're the professionals.
we
got to do what we got to do, eh?
You must charge extra for those.
Maybe a little.
You're like, come on, I'm not going to tattoo your ass unless you pay me decent money, right?
Or have a decent ass.
Sure. All right, but now tell me about where you guys actually, where you started in this, because I think for a lot of people, it's interesting how you get into something like tattoos. How did you start, Dewey?
How it usually starts is you'd get an apprenticeship at a shop. That lasts for about 2 years, a minimum of about 2 years. And what you do is, you know, all the menial cleaning and wiping and getting coffee and everything anybody else doesn't want to get. And in that process, you start learning how to tattoo gradually. And then you know, finally after those 2 years, you graduate to like a junior artist, and then you'll start working, at a shop. That's how all of us started, you know, and back when we started, it was kind of, you know, the dodgier spectrum of the tattoo industry than what it is today.
You've done celebrities. Change. You've done Glenn from the Parlor Tones.
Yeah. We've done a couple of them
Done Khotsa Mokoena.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So these are some well-known names.
Yeah.
Do you have to use different ink for black people and white people?
Let's not do this.
Come on. No, you use the same.
No, we use the exact same ink, definitely. No, it's not like paper, you know, just because we're not going to go with white ink on a black person. It doesn't work that way.
I've always wanted to know, if I, as a black person, can I get a white tattoo?
No, you can't.
Oh. Ah, just use Tippex, man.
Why yeah.
Can't use that.
You're almost white, man.
No, well, look, that's that caramel, like cocoa butter and cash kind of.
Let's just go 50 shades of brown right now. But blend. Obviously, you won't be able to see it, or will there still be an indentation?
It differs. You know, you get some guys with darker skin. Mm-hmm. And like Louis said, it's caramel. Like, you'll get the extent of detail that you would on any other person. Where if you're a bit darker.
Let's say you're from like Senegal.
Hey, you're going to struggle.
So do you have to use different colors there?
Colors, you know, don't really work as much on a very dark pigment. So any color that we would have to go to would be like your reds, perhaps some purples, and then blacks, obviously. But, you know, if I'm going to put yellow into a guy from Nigeria, you ain't going to see that.
Oh.
Sorry, Nigeria.
Okay, well, that's interesting to know this stuff.
Isn't that like a color combination? You make a new color, brown skin and yellow.
Try and figure stuff out. Yeah. What kind of stuff are you tired of doing, and what sort of stuff is really exciting to do when people come to you? Because you can choose a pattern. And I've seen in some of these places, people go in and they look through a catalog and then they choose something.
That's like the old way of...
Most people probably want to individualize, right?
Yes, they all come to us with, they want an individual something that nobody else gets, and then they show us a picture of either something disintegrating like birds or dandelions, you know, or the famous infinity thing with the name in it. You know, and then they're very shocked when you tell them that, yeah, we've done this like 10 times today already. It's not the most...
Do you try to persuade people away from doing those cheesy things?
Yes.
Because
I'm
so sick of seeing, like, you see someone who's not Japanese,
sick of being
and they've
a
got Japanese,
machine. Yeah.
They've got Japanese writing all over them, and you're like, but you don't even speak Japanese.
It's horrible. Yeah.
No, but I checked, and apparently it means love.
Meanwhile, it's like milk or something.
Yeah.
No, listen, we always try and give our opinion as best as we can, and, you know, we are very good artists at the shop, and we can come up with the most amazing things that they, you know, that you can think of.
What stuff have you guys done at your shop that is really, really impressive that you still remember as being like your best work? I mean, you must do this regularly, but
yeah,
recently, something that you could tell us about that I think people would be impressed by.
One of my favorites actually was one of the last two that Megan Ann did at the shop. There was a Manson face and then a girl as well. You know, things like that really I love. Marcel is very much into like a neo-traditional style. So all our artists at the shop have their own kind of, you know, niche where they fall into any styles that they'd love to do the most.
A lot of people, obviously, they each tattoo means something to them. They do it for a reason. Like, they mark their life with these different tattoos, and they all tell a story. Do you ever get to hear these stories? Are any of them very, very frightening or moving?
We do get some moving ones. You know, some are quite emotional, especially if someone passes, like a child or something like that. Some stories, to be dead honest with you, are just
nonsense.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's the word.
Some idiot who thinks that the love of his life has left him, but he only dated her for 6 weeks.
Exactly.
Like, oh, no. I must have her name on my balls.
Yeah. Yeah, we do get a lot of stories. And, you know, they are interesting, but, you know, after hearing the thousandth person want to explain to you how this star represents their dog
or their kid.
Yeah, they kind of lose the input.
Yeah, you sort of also tune out because you're so busy, I think, trying to get the work done properly.
Exactly, yeah.
But you're not really terribly interested in talking to them about their horrible bullshit life.
No, at the risk of sounding, you know, insensitive to my future clients,
you're going to go to these guys for a great tattoo. All right, now, in case you want to know some of their credentials, listen to this. They're going to the 25th World Tattoo Convention in Frankfurt, Germany this week.
That's right.
Is it this week?
Yeah, we're leaving tonight.
Today.
Jeez, to exhibit and to compete.
Mm.
They're the only studio in South Africa that are going. There are more than 650 international top tattoo studios over 50 countries that are at the world's largest tattoo fair. So you guys are going to be the only South African representatives.
As far as we know, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, we're the only ones on the list.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. When you see these TV shows where they have these reality shows that happen in these tattoo parlors, have you ever thought of doing that at your
shop?
Yeah,
there's a saying in the tattoo industry that real tattoo artists don't have time for that shit, man.
Exactly.
Got work to do.
Yeah, we got work to do. That takes...
Do you ever have those people who say to you they need you to help them tattoo on fake eyebrows or any of that stuff?
Absolutely.
You do that?
Oh, no, we don't.
You won't do that?
No, we don't.
We're not a permanent makeup studio. We do art.
Yeah.
Wow. What other weird new innovations are going on? I mean, we know about the different kinds of ink, and there are those people who like to do, what do they call it, where they've got they've almost got like a...
A glow-in-the-dark vibe.
Yeah, I've seen
I want a semi-permanent tattoo. I don't know where
people... What is a semi-permanent tattoo?
I don't know where people come onto this shit.
Okay, but hang on. Tell me about that. Yeah. So these are obviously people who they think they want a tattoo, but they also want the option of being able to take it off.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can't do that,
and
right?
They've heard somewhere or somehow on something that a tattoo can be done permanently, but semi-permanently. At
like something that'll last 6 months or
you
something.
Should
like
just you should take their money.
We should just say, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Come off in 3 weeks.
6 months, yeah.
But then I've also heard about these people who regret going for tattoos and then they have to go for that laser stuff afterwards.
Horribly done tattoos, mostly.
Well, maybe horribly done, but it's also, you know, these people, they have an interesting life and then they give over their life to Jesus or something and they decide they need to get rid of their tattoos.
And that's also why we try and get these people with these little birds and infinities and stuff like that away from that. Because just as many of those that want to get that tattooed, we cover them.
Yeah.
people have them for a few months to a year, and then they realize, listen, this wasn't such a good idea.
I saw a guy the other day. He had a really bad tattoo on his one shoulder. It was just this. It looked like a mess. It looked like someone had just smudged a whole lot of crap on his shoulder.
Yeah, we see a lot of them. Yeah.
I thought that really, that's such a stupid thing to do, because you're going to have to work so hard to get that tidy again.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people get a big fright when we tell them what a tattoo will cost, you know, and then we always get a reply from, yeah, but I got a kind of friend, you know, uncle, kind of mechanic guy who can do it for me for like 200 bucks.
Well, go for it.
Go for it, buddy. That's what you're going to get.
You're not going to get that kind of...
And they do, and they come back. Yeah. And then they're going to pay triple to cover that, because now we have to do a big piece and.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What's the biggest you've done in a single sitting?
Half sleeves. That's my pretty much the extent that we can go to in 6 hours. And then it's not as detailed and ridiculous as some of the other artwork.
Do you think people like David Beckham have done a bit to make this very mainstream in terms of, you know, footballers and fashion people and sports people going to do it?
Absolutely.
Because he's kind of gone all the way. You know, he's got both sleeves done now, and he's got tattoos all over his neck and...
Yeah, funny enough, you know, amongst the tattoo artists, we'd call that the religious soccer player sleeve.
Mm.
So the references you'll get from that the client would send to you would be, you know, praying hands, rosaries, roses, you know, things like that. The David Beckham thing, the soccer player religious sleeve. We do quite a lot of them as well.
Yeah.
Do you get people who want to copy famous people's tattoos?
The Rock's tattoo.
The Rock.
Don't get me started.
So people come in and they say, I want to have the same tattoo as The Rock.
Funny enough, a lot of scrawny guys come in with a picture of The Rock, this big ass strong guy with these tattoos, and they, you know, they want that.
And you're like, I'm sorry, the canvas is too small.
Yeah.
It's not going to look like that, dude.
And then we get the extremely big guys who also want The Rock's tattoo. That you know, on our consent form, there's a clearly question, you know, do you use steroids? And none of them's like, no, I don't juice, bro. I don't juice.
Why do you ask if they use steroids?
You know, it's not very, very good to the skin. It's awful on
the
skin.
So steroids make the skin weak and thin.
And pimply.
Oh, yeah, and that's disgusting.
You don't want to go over the... You know,
especially when the plaster goes on and stuff, with all of that sweat and stuff going on.
Ah,
I don't know if it's the chicken breast or the broccoli, but it makes them smell kind of...
Funky as well.
Just odd, you know? not just slightly...
No, I'm glad you brought that up. Just listen up, you steroid users.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
It looks terrible.
Yeah.
It smells terrible. It looks terrible, and they can't do a decent tattoo on you.
Yeah. And don't get the rock.
You get really fat people who come in and they take off their clothes and you want to throw up.
Yeah,
I saw a head nod before. Yeah,
they're very creative on Instagram, because when they send you a picture of themselves of where they want the tattoo, you know, they look great.
Oh no,
and the shadows are perfect. You know, the composition is all done, and when they walk in, it's a completely different story.
There's no
it's a different person.
Do you ever meet someone, they come into you guys and they go, "Look, I'd love a tattoo here," and you look at them and you go, "Listen, can I talk you out of this one? Because you're so perfect, or you're so beautiful. We don't want to." Maybe they want something that's going to just, you know, people don't always have a good
ruin
eye.
Ruin the physique. Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't always know what's good for them. And you guys are the experts. It's like, you don't go to the hairdresser and say, I want a Justin Bieber hairstyle. You let the hairdresser figure out what's right for you.
A tattoo needs to complement the body, you know.
Have you ever talked to anyone out of this and said to them, listen,
yes.
I don't get that. If you really want a tattoo, let's do one here and let's do this.
Yes, no, absolutely. For sure.
And they listen to you?
Most of the time.
That's good.
Yes, it is.
And you've got smart clients.
Yes.
Yeah, because people will, they'll try to replicate what they've seen or what they think is cool, and they'll regret it later on. And a tattoo does last for a long time.
Ever. Forever is a long time.
For a long time.
It is. It's ridiculous. Some people say here that sailors used to get tattoos. Hang on a second. This message thing is just gone. Sailors used to get tattoos in Cape Town back in the day. Very old school. Are there a lot of old school guys? Like, you see a lot of guys in their 70s and 80s.
Definitely.
Redone?
We had a client the other day that was, I think he was like 77, 78. He waited until his mother passed away.
Oh, wow.
to come and get a tattoo.
To come
and get his first tattoo.
He waited a long time.
Yeah. Cape Town's tattoo industry is pretty much, you know, very based on, or a lot based on traditional art, which is your sailor tattoos. So that's very big in Cape Town. And then also, you know, there's a shitload of history that goes along with those sailor tattoos. I mean, when they'd get them, where they'd get them, what they'd have to do to get them. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so it was almost like a badge.
Yeah, for example, you know, if you cross, I think it's the Indian Ocean, you get a pig on your foot, something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, when you cross the Atlantic Ocean, you get a cock on your other foot, you know, stuff
didn't
like that.
Know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hmm. I think we do have a blog on it on our website.
Very nice. I got my tattoo. The lady told me that people that are the most pieperig are the bodybuilders. Is that true? That's from Ankia. She's
mostly
from, yeah.
So they scream the most, mm-hmm. like little bitches.
These big men cry like little girls.
Have you heard of the old fox and hounds tattoo? Someone asks. Have you done penis tattoos? Here's another question. Mm-hmm. No penis tattoos.
No.
In the old shop there, you know, where we used to work, there was one incident with a penis tattoo. I think it was a botched circumcision, and you know, the shaft.
So what did they want? Did they want a barbed wire tattoo?
They just wanted some color matching,
some pigmentation matching.
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
We won't, but we can.
Some people want photos of your tattoos. You obviously have a whole bunch of tattoos as well.
I have one or two.
Do you do your own, or do you ask someone else to do them for you?
My wife, Megan Ann, does mine. Michelle has done a couple of mine. Mostly the guys in the shop, when there's nothing going on, will tattoo each other. Yeah.
Which is not a lot of the time.
Yeah. No, because you're busy. That's very interesting. And then someone sent us a picture of their tattoos. Someone sent us, you know, these people who cover their entire bodies in tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow, that's a commitment and a half.
Smartest idea I've heard from Cindy. She says, I've heard tattooing the medic alert info so that it's there forever and always on the patient.
Yeah, that's also been coming up quite a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when you're allergic to something, and we can make it quite interesting. We did a client a couple of years ago who was allergic to bees, but he also wanted a tattoo of his father. So what we did, we drew this caricature of this bee looking exactly like his father on his heart with all his medical details on it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, you can be pretty creative with things.
That's
like
amazing.
That.
Mm. And Real Temba says, can you guys tell us how easy it is to get a tattoo removed? I want to do one, but I don't want to reach my 60s with it.
Then don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's there for life.
Yeah. I've never in my life seen a tattoo removal gone good, ever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, guys, I'm very impressed that you're off to Germany to represent the whole of South Africa.
Yeah,
and congrats. True Blue Tattoos. Whereabouts are you in Pretoria?
We're in Pretoria East on Atterbury Road, a little center called Atterbury Boulevard. We've also brought you some goodies along.
What have you got there?
Well,
tattoo for Sia?
A month or two ago, because we drink a lot of coffee in the shop. And
I'm sure.
Man, I'd like to start my own coffee company, so I did.
You started your own. Let me see these.
Oh,
there
wow.
There's two of our coffees. On the back of each packet, you'll see each artist did a little illustration for each coffee.
That's amazing. Kick-ass caffeine.
Kick-ass caffeine.
I like this. Do you serve this in your shop?
It's served in our shop. You can buy it in our shop if you want. And then there's also some t-shirts for anybody who's a medium can have this. I'll just leave it here next to the water.
Yeah, well, this is great. Listen, guys, thank you for coming to see us this morning.
Mm. Cool, man.
And let us know how it goes once you get back from Germany, please.
Absolutely. You can catch the whole thing. We have an online magazine as well.
Tell us about that. Where can we go?
It's called Off the Needle Magazine. You can find it on our website or on our Facebook at trueblutattoos.co.za. Everything about the up-and-coming convention is on there, and obviously we'll also put the whole event after us on the next edition as well.
Fantastic. All right. Well, listen, all the best and good luck in Germany, and well done on all the success that you've had so far. It's
awesome.
Incredible.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome.
Man.
Thanks.
Yeah,
man.
I hope we'll see you guys again soon. If I ever do get a tattoo, I'm going to come to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good.
If.
How close are you to that?
Are you going to go for another one at some point?
I probably will.
Yeah.
I was actually calculating. I was like, I'd.
What are you
going
to have
tattoo
done?
Every
listen to,
3 years.
Listen to what cheesy shit he
No, makes. That's why. I only get one done if it's really well thought out. So
Ben, you don't have any, right?
No, Gareth, not yet. I haven't decided on what's going to be good.
But you do want one.
I like the idea.
We can't hear you. Come up to the microphone, for God's sake. Come here to the microphone. What are you? You understand this is radio?
First time. I like the idea. I just haven't thought of anything that's going to be appropriate just yet or that I'm sold on.
Why don't you get like a heart with Daniela written on it? That wouldn't
and
be cheap.
Gary Player at the same time.
How about a Gary Player tattoo all over your chest? That'd be nice.
You can basically have like the Dolce & Gabbana logo.
A tribute D&G to Mr. There. Player. Mubs, would you get a tattoo? No, she wouldn't. She
I think after like one drunken night.
She doesn't mind a light beating and some S&M, but she doesn't want a tattoo. All right. Some very, very sexy women who have tattoos. Very sexy.
Indeed.
And then you see only half of it and you want to see the rest, but, you know, it goes where you can't see.
Oh,
very exciting.
Ambiguous.
Yeah, I'm telling you. No, if she's wearing like a, you know, a bikini bottom or something and she's got a little tattoo somewhere and you only see half of it, you want to know. You want to know what the rest of it looks like. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And you get to see the whole thing. You get to do it on.
I'm the one that does it.
Someone has to.
As he beams with pride.
That is some magic shit. All right, gents. Very nice to see you. Thanks for coming to spend some time with us this morning. Good luck in Germany. That is True Blue. You can find them in Pretoria East. And they are, I can say it, right? You are the best in South Africa. You're the only ones going to Germany, for God's sake. Right. There we are. Thank you, myself. Awesome. Thank you very much, Lou. Nice to meet you guys. CliffCentral.com.